Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day. Today we'll be learning Hilchot Shabbat Perek Chaf Tet. Up to this point in Hilchot Shabbat, with the one exception of the topic of lighting Neirot Shabbat, which we learned in Perek Hey, the emphasis has been almost exclusively on what one may not do on Shabbat. Malacha d'oraita, rabbinic isurei shvut based on the malachot, prohibitions based on mimtzo cheftzecha v'daber davar, and other gzerot like muktzah in its various forms and amir lenochri. The last two prakim of Hilchot Shabbat discuss the positive mitzvot of Shabbat. This perek is about the mitzvah d'oraita to say kiddush at the start of the day and havdalah at its closing. It is a long perek with many details which are both important conceptually and very relevant on a practical level. In order to do it justice within our time constraints, we will split the perek into two parts. Today we will learn most of the halachot pertaining to kiddush, and we will save for the next year, which will also serve as the third and final makeup shiur allotted in our calendar for Hilchot Shabbat, some remaining details of kiddush, as well as the parts of the perek which focus on havdalah. Halacha Aleph. Mitzvat ase min haTorah lekadesh yom haShabbat bidvarim. Shnemar zachor et yom haShabbat lekadesho. Klomar zochrehu zichrat shevach vekiddush. Vetzarich lahazkiro bichnisato uvitziato. Bichnisato bikiddush hayom. Uvitziato behavdala. There is a mitzvat ase to verbally set apart the Shabbat day with words of praise and sanctity, and this is the last of the five mitzvot d'oraita which appear in the Rambam's Koteret of Hilchot Shabbat. The source of this mitzvah is the pasuk in the Aseret HaDibrot, the version in Parshat Yitro, of Zachor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadosho. One must mention Shabbat in this manner both when the day begins, in Kiddush Hayom, and when it ends, in Havdalah. There are several important points to make regarding this opening halacha. First, there is no mention here of wine. That will appear later in Halacha Vav as a rabbinic addition to Kiddush. According to the Rambam, the mitzvah d'oraita of Kiddush is purely one of speech, zachor, in the sense of lahazkir, to mention. Other Rishonim disagree and believe that the mitzvah d'oraita is to say Kiddush on a cup of wine. Second, I translated the phrase Likadesh Yom HaShabbat Bidvarim as verbally set apart the Shabbat day, for reasons I'll explain in a moment. But the Ramban al HaTorah suggests another understanding of the essence of Kiddush. In other contexts, like Kiddush HaChodesh and declaring the Yovel every 50th year, the term Kiddush means to imbue with sanctity. Beit Din must declare the new month and the Yovel year in order for these to have halachic meaning. The Gemara in Masechet Beitza makes clear that Shabbat does not require sanctification, by Beit Din or by individuals, as the seventh day is Kidsha V'Kaima. It's already sanctified by Hashem from the time of Briat HaOlam, with no need for human intervention. Nonetheless, the Ramban suggests, the recitation of Kiddush may serve the function of adding to Shabbat a level of Kiddushah, beyond the one which already exists from creation. We'll see a possible ramification of this idea later in the perek. Third, the Rambam considers Havdalah to be a part of the mitzvah d'oraita of Zachor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadosho, meaning that the mitzvah is both to start and to end Shabbat with words of praise. Many other Rishonim disagree, and believe that Zachor et Yom HaShabbat LeKadosho includes only Kiddush, while Havdalah is entirely midrabanan. This opinion of the Rambam is why I translated Likadesh at the beginning of the Halacha as set aside, rather than the Ramban's meaning of imbue with Kedusha. If the point of this mitzvah were to add a level of sanctity to Shabbat, then it should only apply when the day begins. Since the Rambam believes the mitzvah to apply at both ends of the day, it makes more sense to understand the essence of Kiddush in his view as setting aside the day from the rest of the week with words of praise at both the beginning and the end of the day where Shabbat meets the rest of the week. For Havdalah, just as for Kiddush, the mitzvah d'oraita has nothing to do with wine, nor with spices or a candle. Only the second of the two brachot of Kiddush and the last of the four brachot of Havdalah are included in the mitzvah d'oraita, and the Rambam proceeds in Halachot Bet and Gimel to quote these brachot in full. Fourth, the Rambam later in the perek, Halachot Yud Chet through Chaf Gimel, extends the mitzvah d'oraita of Kiddush and Havdalah to all Yamim Tovim, and Havdalah alone to Yom Kippur. Based on the pasuk in Parshat Emor, which refers to the Yamim Tovim as Shabtot Hashem. Hence, even though the source of Kiddush is the pasuk of Zachor et Yom HaShabbat, this can and does refer to Yom Tov as well. This understanding and application of the phrase Shabbatot Hashem is a chiddush of the Rambam. Most Rishonim disagree and believe Kiddush on Yom Tov to be midrabanan. Havdalah is recited not only between Shabbat and Chol, and between Yom Tov and Chol, including Chol HaMoed, but also between Shabbat and Yom Tov, that is, when Yom Tov falls on a Sunday, as the Kiddush of Yom Tov is less than that of Shabbat. Since Havdalah is recited only upon transitioning from a higher Kedusha to a lower one, it is not said between Yom Tov and Shabbat when Yom Tov falls on Friday. The Bracha of Shechianu is recited with Kiddush of Yom Tov, as well as on Yom Kippur evening by itself when there is no Kiddush. The one exception is Shvi'i Shel Pesach, or the last 2 days of Pesach in Chutz La'aretz, because this day is not a separate holiday. And so the Shechianu from the first night of Pesach covers the last day or days of Yom Tov as well. One last point before we leave this halacha. The Rambam mentions nothing in this perek, though he did mention it tangentially in Hilchot Avodah Zarah Perek Yud Bet, about the unique status of this mitzvah regarding women. Even though Zachorat Yom HaShvat HaKadosho is clearly a mitzvat Asei Shazman Grama, the Gemara learns that women are obligated midoraita in Kiddush based on a link between Zachor and Shamor, the latter referring to the Isser Malacha of Shabbat. Since women are forbidden from doing malacha on Shabbat, they are included in the mitzvah of Zachor, too. And since the Rambam considers Havdalah to be part of the mitzvah of Zachor, this means that he considers women to be obligated midoraita in Havdalah as well. The level of obligation of women in Havdalah, according to other Rishonim, is a topic of much debate, with many practical repercussions. We won't discuss this topic further, because the Rambam is silent about it here, but the listener is referred to the website www.deracheha.org for a full treatment of women's obligations in Kiddush and Havdalah. Halacha Dalet. Ikara Kiddush Balayla. Im lo kidesh balayla, bein b'shogeg bein b'mezid, mikadesh v'holech kol ha'yom kulo, v'im lo hivdil balayla, mavdil l'machar, u'mavdil v'holech ad sof yom rivi'i, aval eino mevarech al ha'or, ela b'motzei Shabbat bilvad. Kiddush should ideally be said on the night of Shabbat. The Shulchan Aruch rules that one should say it very soon after coming home from shul, so that it can be said as close as possible to the start of the day. One who doesn't say Kiddush at night must say it during the day, meaning to say during the day the long Kiddush usually said at night. One who doesn't say Havdalah on Motzei Shabbat should say it during the following day, Sunday, and if he misses that, he can say it until the end of Wednesday. This is based on a Gemara which refers to Yom Revi'i as the deadline for Havdalah without specifying if this means the beginning of Yom Revi'i, meaning Tuesday evening, or the end of Yom Revi'i as the Rambam writes here. The Shulchan Aruch and the Rama both rule that Havdalah may only be said until Tuesday evening, and the Kesef Mishnah believes this to be the correct girsa in the Rambam as well. One who recites Havdalah after Motzei Shabbat doesn't make the brachot on the flame or on the besamim, which we will learn about later in the perek. Halacha Hey. Asur la'adam lechol o lishtot yayin mi shekadash hayom ad shikadesh. V'chein mi sheyetzeh hayom asur lo lehatchil lechol v'lishtot v'lasot malacha o lit'om klum ad shiyavdil. V'lishtot hamayim mutar. Shachach o avar v'achal v'shata kodem shikadesh o kodem shiyavdil. Harei ze mekadesh umavdil achar she'achal. One may not eat or drink once Shabbat begins before he says Kiddush, nor may he do so once Shabbat ends before making Havdalah. But if he does eat or drink before either Kiddush or Havdalah, then he may nonetheless proceed to say each of these. We note in passing that it is very strange for the Rambam to mention this last point. Why would we think that eating before Kiddush or Havdalah disqualifies it? One also may not eat before, say, taking the lulav on Sukkot, but no one would suggest that if one does eat before, then he shouldn't bother to take the lulav anymore. We'll come back to this point in Halacha Yud. The Rambam permits in this halacha drinking water, and it isn't entirely clear from his phrasing whether this applies only before Havdalah at the end of Shabbat, or even before Kiddush at the start of Shabbat. The Shulchan Aruch allows this only before Havdalah, but before Kiddush, one may not taste anything at all, even water. The Aruch HaShulchan explains that the difference is based on Kavod Shabbat, which we'll learn more about in the next parak. One shows honor to Shabbat by not ingesting anything at all until he says Kiddush to set the day apart. The Rambam also says in this halacha that one may not do any malacha after Shabbat before making Havdalah, but he qualifies this in the next halacha. Halacha Vav. Midivrei sofrim lekadesh al hayayin ulahavdil al hayayin. Va'af al pi shehivdil batfila, tzarich lahavdil al hakos, ומאחר שיבדיל ויומר המבדיל בין קודש לחול, מותר לו לעשות מלאכה, אף על פי שלא הבדיל על הכוס. וכשהוא מקדש, מברך על היין תחילה, ואחר כך מקדש, ואינו נוטל את ידיו עד שיקדש. Chazal established that Kiddush as well as Havdalah must be recited over a cup of wine. Without this rabbinic addition to Kiddush and Havdalah, it would be possible to be yotze one's obligation in both during Tefillah. The middle bracha of the Friday night Amidah can count as Kiddush, and the paragraph of Atachonan Tanu added on Motzei Shabbat can count as Havdalah. The Magen Avraham points out, based on this, that if one has no wine on Friday night, then he may be yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush in the Amidah and proceed to eat his meal without any additional Kiddush. The verbal Havdalah of Atachonan Tanu, and specifically the reference to Hamavdil Bein Kodesh Lachol in that paragraph, is enough to allow doing melacha before saying Havdalah on wine. The Rama adds that women who don't say Mariv and who wish to do melacha before Havdalah can do so by saying first the words Baruch Hamavdil Bein Kodesh Lachol. The Rambam says at the end of the Salacha that Kiddush should be said on Friday night before Netilat Yadayim. This psak of the Rambam is accepted by the Shulchan Aruch, but the Rama prefers the opinion of the Rush that one should first wash Netilat Yadayim and only then say Kiddush before making Hamotzi. The Kiddush isn't considered a hefsek between the washing and the Hamotzi because it is needed for the Seuda. Even the Rama makes an exception for Leil HaSeder, when the long recitation of the Haggadah would represent a hefsek between washing and Hamotzi, and so Netilat Yadayim waits until after Kiddush. But the Mishnah Berurah notes that many Achronim, including the Gra, reject the Rama completely, in favor of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. In practice, most Ashkenazim of Eastern European ancestry make Kiddush before Netilat Yadayim, against the Rama. And the Pesach of the Rama is followed by those of German ancestry, Yekim. Halacha Zayin. Ketzad hu oseh. Lokeach kos shehu machazik revi'it o yater, umdicho mibifnim veshotfo mibachutz, umimalehu yayin, v'ochuzo bimino, umakbiho min hakarka tefach o yater, v'lo yisayea bismol, umvarech al hagefen, v'acharkach mekadesh, uminhag pashut b'chol haolam, likrot batchila, v'aychulu, v'acharkach mevarech al hayayin, v'acharkach mekadesh, v'shotem melo lugmav, u'mashke kol b'nei chavura, v'acharkach notel yadav, u'mvarech hamotzi ve'ochel. The Rambam focuses now on Kiddush, with only occasional reference to Havdalah, until closer to the end of the perek. The procedure of Kiddush is as follows. A cup must be used which can hold at least a revi'it, that's 86 milliliters or 2.9 fluid ounces, though because Kiddush is midoraita, some are machmir to require a larger amount based on the measurements of the Chazon Ish. This cup should be washed well on the inside and rinsed on the outside as a way of showing honor to the mitzvah. It should then be filled with wine and held in the right hand alone. The Rama explains that the left hand can support the right hand, but should not touch the cup itself. A left-handed person would do the opposite, hold the cup in his left hand, with the right hand at most supporting the left hand. The cup should be held at least a tefach above the ground or the table surface. The minhag is to begin Kiddush with a psukim of Vayichulu, about Hashem resting on the seventh day. And these are followed by the bracha of Bori Pri HaGefen, and then the bracha of Kiddush from Halacha Bet. We note that the correct order of these two brachot is a machloket between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel in the beginning of the 8th perek of Masechet Brachot, and we as usual accept the view of Beit Hillel. The one making Kiddush, the Mekadesh, must drink at least a melo lugmav, a cheekful of wine. How much is this? The Rambam later in Hilchot Shvitat Asor says only that this is less than a revi'it, and the Shulchan Aruch writes that this is just over half a revi'it. He also rules that it suffices if someone who listens and is yotze with the Kiddush drinks a melo lugmav, and it doesn't have to be the Mekadesh himself. However, one person must drink this amount, and we may not combine smaller amounts consumed by several people. The Kiddush ends, writes the Rambam, with the Mekadesh giving some of the wine to everyone present to drink. One is yotze by hearing Kiddush even without drinking, but the Shulchan Aruch writes that the mitzvah min hamufchar is for everyone to drink some wine. This can either be wine from the cup of the Mekadesh, or from a cup that each individual has in front of him. If the latter, then everyone can drink from his cup, even before the Mekadesh himself drinks. Halacha Chet. Ein Kiddush Ela Bimkom Seuda. Ketzad, lo yikadesh bevayit zeh v'yochal bevayit acher. Aval im kidesh bezavit zo, ochel bezavit shnia. V'lama mekadshin bevayit hakneset, mipnei haorchin sheochlin v'shotin sham. Kiddush must be said in the location of the meal which is about to be eaten. This means that one may not make Kiddush in one house and then go eat in another house, but he may make Kiddush in one corner of a large room and eat in another corner of the room. What about moving to another room within the same house? The Rama allows this as long as the Mekadesh had in mind while making Kiddush that he plans to move to another room in the house for the meal. There was a custom going back to the time of the Gemara, and still prevalent in many places outside Israel, to say Kiddush in Shul on Friday night, which seems to contradict the requirement of Kiddush b'makom Seuda. The Rambam explains that Kiddush in the Beit Knesset was made for the benefit of guests who will be eating and drinking there, and so for them it is Kiddush b'makom Seuda. We'll come back later in the perek to this concept of Kiddush b'makom Seuda and try to understand why halacha requires that these two seemingly separate parts of the Shabbat routine must be juxtaposed together. Halacha tet. Haya mitaveh lapat yater min hayayin, o shelo haya lo yayin, harei ze notel yadav tchila, umvarech hamotzi, umekadesh, v'achar kach botzea v'ochel, v'ein mavdilin al hapat ela al hakos. מי שנתכוון לקדש על היין בלילי שבת, ושכח ונטל ידיו קודם שיקדש, הרי זה מקדש על הפת, ואינו מקדש על היין, אחר שנטל ידיו לסעודה. There is an option to make kiddush on bread rather than on wine. That is, to wash נטילת ידיים, and make the bracha of hamotzi, and then make the bracha of kiddush, and afterwards break and eat the bread. This is only possible for kiddush, not for havdalah, which may only be said on wine. The Rambam brings three situations in which Kiddush is made on bread. If one wishes to eat bread more than he desires wine, if he has no wine, and if he inadvertently washed Netilat Yadayim before Kiddush. However, the Rama rules that there is a strong preference to say Kiddush on wine, and one should only make Kiddush on bread if there is no wine available in the entire city. This holds even in the case where he has already washed Netilat Yadayim, as recall that for the Rama, Kiddush should be said after Netilat Yadayim in any event. Only if one not only washed his hands, but also went on to say Hamotzi without making Kiddush, and only then realized his error, should he proceed, according to the Rama, to say the bracha of Kiddush on the bread after the Hamotzi. Continuing in Halacha Yud. U'mitzvah levarech al hayayin biyom ha-shabbat kodem shi'is'od su'udah shniya. וזה הוא הנקרא קידוש הרבה, מברך ברוי פרי הגפן בלבד ושוטה, ואחר כך ייטול ידיו יסעוד, ואסור לו לאדם שיתאום כלום קודם שיקדש, וגם קידוש זה לא יהיה אלא במקום סעודה. Until now, we've discussed Kiddush on Friday night. There is also a mitzvah to make a bracha of Borei Pri HaGefen on wine on Shabbat day before Netilat Yadayim for the second Shabbat meal. And this is known as Kiddusha Rabba, the large Kiddush. The Magen Mishnah explains that this term is Lashon Sagi Nahor, meaning that it is essentially a facetious term. The Kiddush is actually very short, consisting only of a Borei Pri HaGefen, and so we refer to it as especially large. Here too, as at night, the custom is to say some psukim about Shabbat, like Vishamru and part or all of the Dibur from the Aseret HaDibrot about Shabbat, before the bracha on the wine. The two dinim of Kiddush, which we saw earlier in Halacha Hey and Halacha Chet, that one may not eat or drink before Kiddush, and that Kiddush must be said in the same location as the subsequent meal, apply to the daytime Kiddush as well. While the Kiddush on Friday night is a mitzvah d'oraita, the Kiddusha Rabba, recited during the day, is rabbinic. The custom is therefore to be more lenient about the requirement of Kiddush b'mkom Seuda, and it suffices if one eats after Kiddush a kazayit of mezonot, some food made of one of the five grains, after which he recites an ala michya. This minimal type of Seuda qualifies for the purpose of Kiddush b'mkom Seuda during the day, but not at night when Kiddush is midoraita. Another important difference between the two recitations of Kiddush is what to do if one has no wine. At night, as we saw, one may make Kiddush on bread. But as the Magen Mishnah points out, this cannot be done during the day, as the Kiddush of the day consists only of the Birchat HaNenin without any additional bracha. If one just says Hamotzi on bread, this is not recognizable as Kiddush at all, as he must in any event say Hamotzi as part of his Shabbat meal. Therefore, in the absence of wine, one should make the daytime Kiddush on Chamar Medina, a respectable drink like beer on which the bracha is shahakol. There is a common custom to make the daytime kiddush on schnapps, like liquor or whiskey, but two caveats must be added. First, the Mishnah Berurah only allows the use of chamar medina in place of wine when wine is too expensive or if no wine is available. As nowadays most wines are less expensive than most forms of schnapps, it is preferable to use wine when possible. Second, during the day, as at night, there is a requirement to use a cup which holds a revi'it, and to drink at least a melol lugmav. Making kiddush on schnapps is rarely done on a cup holding a revi'it, and drinking a melol lugmav is very difficult for most people. It is therefore recommended to make the daytime kiddush as well on wine or grape juice. The Ravid here questions the Rambam's characterization of Kiddush Rabbah as a real Kiddush, and specifically he rejects the Rambam's opinion that one may not eat or drink before the daytime Kiddush. He believes that this Kiddush is really just a requirement to honor Shabbat by having the daytime meal with a cup of wine. The Ravid asks, since Shabbat has already been sanctified by the nighttime Kiddush as soon as it began, how does it make sense to sanctify it again in the middle of the day? Rav Soloveitchik points out in one of his Yahrzeit Shiurim that the Ravid evidently believes, like the Ramban al Torah, that the essence of Kiddush is to add a level of Kedusha to the Shabbat day, and it only makes sense to do this at the start of the day, in similar fashion to Kiddush HaChodesh and sanctifying the Yovel year. What is the purpose of the daytime Kiddush according to the Rambam? Rav Soloveitchik develops the idea, in a different Yahrzeit Shiur, that the Rambam believes that Shabbat, as a day on which Hashem's control and proprietorship of the world are especially emphasized, requires an additional matir for eating and drinking, beyond the usual matir of Birchat Hanenu. At night, the Kiddush serves as this matir for all food consumed that night, and must do so specifically in the context of a Shabbat meal. This explains a number of things we've seen in this perek. First, the requirement of Kiddush b'makom Seuda. Second, the emphasis in the Rambam on drinking wine as part of Kiddush, on the parts of both the Mekadesh and the ones being Yotze with him, even though the wine of Kiddush is rabbinic. And finally, this explains the difficulty we raised earlier in Halacha Hey. Why the Rambam needs to mention that even one who eats or drinks before Kiddush may proceed to make Kiddush. We may have thought otherwise, due to the status of Kiddush as a matir of food and drink. All this pertains to Kiddush at night. The day of Shabbat requires its own matir, and this is the role of Kiddush Rabbah. Even though this Kiddush is only a Bori Pri HaGefen, on Shabbat this bracha serves not only as a matir of wine, but as a matir of all food consumed on Shabbat day. And in that sense, it is truly, not facetiously, Kiddusha Rabbah, a Kiddush with an outsized role, well beyond the usual purpose of the bracha of Bori Pri HaGefen. Halacha Yud Aleph. Yesh lo la'adam l'kadesh al hakos erev Shabbat mi ba'od yom, af al pi shelo nichnesa Shabbat, v'chein mavdil al hakos mi ba'od yom, af al pi shadayin hi Shabbat, shemitzvat zichira lo omra bein bishat knisato v'tziato, bein kodim l'sha'a zo bim'at. One may make Kiddush with a cup of wine on late Friday afternoon, before the start of Shabbat itself. One may similarly make Havdalah on late Shabbat afternoon, before the end of Shabbat. As we saw in Halacha Aleph, the mitzvah of Zachoret Yom HaShabbat HaKadosho applies at the start and at the end of Shabbat, Bichnisato uvitziato. But this is not entirely precise, and in fact the mitzvah can be fulfilled just before each of these times as well. How much time before the start and end of Shabbat may one say Kiddush and Havdalah? The Shulchan Aruch rules that the earliest possible moment in each case is Plag HaMincha, that is, 1 1/4 halachic hours before sundown. One may start Shabbat this early on Friday, a common custom in many places during the summer months, and in a case of great need, one may say Arvit as well as Havdalah on a cup of wine from Plag HaMincha on Shabbat afternoon. Though it goes without saying that all malacha, including lighting a candle to make the bracha of Bori Mori Ha'esh, must wait until the end of Shabbat. Later poskim uniformly discourage this practice, as it can easily lead to doing malacha before Shabbat ends, and it should only be done by an individual who has an urgent task to attend to on Motzei Shabbat, which will prevent him from making Havdalah then. We note that the source of the entire concept of starting Shabbat early is a Gemara in Masechet Brachot, which explicitly permits saying Kiddush before sundown on Friday. Most Rishonim explain that Gemara based on the concept of Tosefet Shabbat, there is a mitzvah d'oraita to add some time from Friday onto Shabbat, learned from the precedent of Yom Kippur, where the concept of Tosefet is derived from a pasuk. This time period has the full status of Shabbat, according to these Rishonim, and therefore one may fulfill even the mitzvah d'oraita of Kiddush during that time. But the Rambam cannot explain the Gemara this way, as he believes, as we mentioned on an earlier occasion, that the entire concept of Tosefet applies midoraita only to Yom Kippur, the original source of this concept in the Psukim, and not to Shabbat or to other Yamim Tovim. One may still start Shabbat early, but this added time does not have the doraita status of Shabbat. So how can it be that the mitzvah doraita of Kiddush can be said at a time which isn't Shabbat on a doraita level? The Rambam is forced to the conclusion that he states here. The mitzvah of Kiddush does not, in fact, need to be done on Shabbat itself, but rather can be performed a short time in advance. We'll finish this perek Mir Tzashem in our next shiur, which will also double as our third and final makeup shiur, in which we'll discuss the very important and practical topic of how electricity and its many uses and applications fit into the framework of Hilchot Shabbat.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's perek of the Mishneh Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next perek.